Welcome back to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and I'm joined today with one of my favorite hosts, Suzanne Ross, and we're talking about the upcoming San Diego Transcendence Retreat with our very, very special guest today, Yannica, the star, the host, the producer of Wisdom from North. And we're going to hear her story and look at her ideas about this quantum field, this quantum love. But let's just do a little brief intro, Suzanne, to this amazing event that's coming up in San Diego. So here we
are. Right.
Sandy, I'm not seeing it on your screen. There it is. Okay, this is going to be incredible, folks. We have a real cast, and the theme of this is means of connection. Is that the theme of this? How do you call it?
Explore quantum consciousness and experience quantum love. And how that came about, Alan, is Tim Spenny introduced this concept of accessing the quantum field through different experiences, being near-death experiences, ET contact, channeling, hypnotic regressions, plant medicine, meditation, sound. So what I've done is I've invited near-death experiencers, spiritual teachers, ET contactees, hypnotic regressionists, sound frequency performers, so that we can tap into that field of quantum consciousness, support the guests in tapping into the field as well, so we can all experience quantum love.
Right. And I think what's so brilliant that you did here is bring different real stars from each of these fields. Edmund Alexander, near death, Whitley Strieber, UFOs, William Henry, you know, the kind of ascension thing, Barbara Lamb, and today's guest, Yannica, about her whole journey of and the wisdom. There she is. And the whole wisdom she's gained. Welcome, Yannica, back to the show.
Thank you so much. I love being here. Thank you.
Well, we love to have you and your smile, and I'm glad you're coming back. You did a great job in Sedona. So this San Diego retreat, which is September 18th to the 20th in San Diego, be there. Where can people sign up, Suzanne? Just give them a quick link.
SanDiegoTranscendenceRetreat.com.
That simple. But Yannica, you're going to be talking about things that you really have learned in your life there and the wisdom that you've gained from your personal experience. You want to give us a little taste? Don't give away the whole store, but give us a little taste.
Yeah. First of all, I have to say I'm really honored to come back and work with you guys. And Suzanne, that you're inviting me back is just, yeah, such a thrill, because it was so wonderful at the Sedona Ascension Retreat. And now I get to meet all these incredible teachers again. And we all have these different entry points to that quantum consciousness. And I love that expression, because it's really difficult to explain in words sometimes these concepts. And especially my guest, I'm a podcaster and I interview spiritual teachers. I think I've interviewed around 900 now. And many of them struggle to really explain what they have been feeling through their near-death experiences or channeling. And I haven't had a near-death experience or a past life regression, or I haven't been channeling, but I've had some mystical experiences that I think as a soul I needed. And I think that spirit, or all that is so brilliant in that way that it gives us exactly what we need. And sometimes I wish that I just had an angel, you know, when I was in my depression, that said, oh, it's going to be all right, and hug me and everything was okay. But that it didn't happen that way for me. I needed to really do the spiritual work, do techniques and methods and things that I learned meditating for weeks. I worked really hard to sort of get the answer to that there is more to me. And I finally got that spiritual mystical experience that left me with no doubt that there is an afterlife, that I exist out of my body, and that I am love. Because that has been a struggle for me all my life. I have been wondering about who I am, why I'm here, what's the purpose with me? And I did have a very specific purpose, I felt, as a child, because I live in Norway and I was a child star and everything just came to me. I got role after role, and I played Annie when I was 11 years old, and I walked around with curls and red hair, and everybody saw that is Annie. So that was a weird experience, but at the same time, I felt I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Like, there's no doubt I'm a singer, I'm an actor. And then when I lose my voice as a 20-year-old, my identity was just crushed. I had no idea who I was. It was really the dark night of the soul plus a deep, dark depression. So I thought that I didn't have any value. So I needed actually to sort of start all over again and to understand who am I really. And it didn't help that I've always had a loving family and all of that, but that didn't help. Like, I needed that existential proof that actually I was valuable. And I understand that that's weird to some because they just have the feeling that they're valuable, but I didn't. So I worked really hard to have an experience, and I got it. And life was never the same after that because I did, and I'm going to share that mystical experience in the talk. There was no doubt that I am love. Like, the truth of me is that I am love, and so is everybody else. Like, it was incredible. And it is that experience that you never forget. I do have to say that it wasn't like, oh, now I'm enlightened. I have never felt that I have been enlightened at all. It was more like I had this experience and then was back to Janneke, and I had to deal with all the thoughts again and the beliefs and do the hard work. But I had that proof that nobody could take away from me, and I had that deeper truth. But as a human, I still have to reprogram my default. And that is interesting. And that has sort of told me that we're really here to play the game, aren't we? Being human, having that veil, even though we might know the deeper truth, we're still dealing with the trauma and the beliefs, and we still need to do the work. And for me, being inspired through my work, listening to beautiful spiritual teachers, going to events like these, that raises my vibration. It sort of plugs me back into that quantum love again. So I need to shower myself with constant inspiration and doing that work, not to sort of be pulled back into the matrix and the old, beliefs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I want to just understand what you mean by quantum love. What, how do you explain that concept?
To me, it's a love that we can't explain as in human terms. So I don't have any other expressions for that, because when we say love, I think of love in a certain way. And love in a certain way in human terms feels like it has some sort of condition to it that is limited. But that feeling that I experienced on the other, well, not the other side, I don't know, I was sort of out of my body. That is a love I've never experienced before. It was so much grander and greater and beyond that it just feels like it's quantum consciousness. You
Right.
know, nobody knows really what it is.
It's bigger than us in a sense. It includes us, but I think I'm getting what you're trying to say. How about you, Suzanne? Do you?
Well, I just was recalling when I was associated with the Awakening Center, and they had a Swami come out, and he was going to give me a personal mantra initiation. And one of the guides said, forget conditional love. Fasten your seatbelt, because after this, you're going to experience love for all that is. And so, after my personal mantra initiation with this Swami, I walked out into the Rose Garden, and I was just overwhelmed by all of the love from the sky, from the sun, from the flowers, from the grass, from the wind. So I know what you mean by this moment of just all is love. God is love. All is love, right? And so it's just such a profound self-realization that all is love.
Wow.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I really believe, and it's coming forward in my interviews all the time, that this time that we find ourselves in, a shift of consciousness, it's they're talking, a lot of the teachers are talking, really becoming more who you are, acting after your own values, you're being authentic, being real, to be honest. And what is authentic? Well, to me, that is being me and honoring also my shadows, those sides of me that I am not proud of, those sides that I try to hide, those sides that I don't want to be. Being authentic is actually owning that too and daring more to be vulnerable in front of others and not putting on that mask and feeling that I have to be somebody. Like even in the spiritual field or community, we feel like sometimes I felt that, oh gosh, I need to be spiritual. And what is spiritual? For some, it's this, for others, it's that. And I had like a thought in my mind that, well, I can't have a glass of wine if I'm spiritual. I need to be pure. I need to do yoga all the time. But then I was at a point shameful to admit that I'm not doing yoga. Like, I'm not doing yoga. Ooh, is that okay? Can I still do what I do? And then I found that, what I love the most when it comes to exercise and, taking care of my body is actually playing tennis. Like, when I'm playing tennis, my joy goes up, whoo, so high. I lose the moment, or I lose time. I forget about everything else. I'm so in the moment. I'm just, yeah, it's hard to explain. It's just this flow that I'm in. And I'm sure that everybody who plays tennis or do other sports where they enter this flow state know what I'm talking about. And I think that took me a long time to dare to just be like, that's my thing. I like to jog. Of course, I like to meditate, but the yoga thing, maybe it will come. But it hasn't come. Like the joy of it has not come. And then I am teaching myself to dare to say that, even though people are like, "What? You don't?"
Well, I feel the same way. I don't think yoga is that much fun for me either.
I don't do yoga either, but I think we're still spiritual, Alan.
Yeah.
That's good. But I liked what you were saying about your identity, understanding yourself, but as an interviewer, and I sometimes look at this, is that you hear so many far out concepts and we're trying to integrate that. So how do you, Yannick, integrate, really way out stuff, cosmic rays and flashes of light and ETs into who you are as an identity? Because everything you hear sort of becomes part of us. So talk about that process. I'm interested.
It's a great question, and I can give it right back to you, having interviewed so many people. To me, I love listening to it, and I'm not sitting like, oh, I don't believe in that. Somehow it all fits into the big picture, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that's also possible, because having a few mystical experiences myself that really broaden what's possible for me. And if that was possible, why couldn't this be possible? However, I'm also open to that it may not be right or real somehow. I wouldn't know, actually. And I have become a bit comfortable in that, I don't know. It can be, it can't be. But I don't need to know whether that's true or not. I think also truth is truth from a perspective. But another thing I wanted to say about that is that I can also be open to, okay, that exists, but maybe that's not my interest, or I don't need to go into it. I can still go and focus on my spiritual practices or what I'm drawn to. I don't need to incorporate everything I hear and sort of sit with it. I can leave it there, and that's okay. Yeah.
No, I think when you were answering, I realized why I asked the question, because I feel an expansion when I'm talking to these people that are so way out, I mean, yeah, I don't believe everyone's truth, but if I can consider it, something enlarges a field of possibility, right, Suzanne? I mean, I'm sure you've
open
met.
Mind, open heart, I think is such a beautiful aspect of the spiritual path. It's all inclusive. And so we open our mind to infinite possibilities, you know, in the limitless light, right? And so, but we can still be discerning as well. And mm-hmm. we can discover what resonates as truth for us or as resonates, you know, something we want to explore further. We can take it in and then we can determine for ourselves what we want to do with it. But, you know, obviously we have the open mind and the respect and the non-judgment and the allowing, you know, for others to open their heart and share whatever's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think discernment is really important. Yeah, because I mean, the universe is crowded, I've understood, with all kinds of energies. And it can be good to feel into what kind of energy am I connecting with right now? Is it the right for me? And another thing I wanted to mention is that I just did an interview where Brian Scott, his name is, and he taught me something that was new to me, the law of confusion. That was new to me. And that made so much sense, that there's apparently a spiritual law of confusion, that we are not supposed to have all the answers. We're supposed to be a bit confused about it all. Like ever since I started my channel, I wanted to find the answers. And I quickly understood that that's not going to happen. I'm just getting more and more questions. And sometimes, because we had a conversation about listening to channelers and whether we agreed with all the channelers. And I said that sometimes I can be frustrated because I ask one question and I get an answer that's, I feel something completely different. I was like asking about this and I get an answer about that. But he said, but sometimes the spirit, they want you to know something that you don't even know you need. And you're not, there's certain things you're not supposed to know or are not ready to hear.
That might be true, but I don't know if I agree. It sounds like he made up that law of confusion.
I haven't heard of it either, but that's okay. You know, in Buddhism, you're supposed to overcome confusion, right? Like, that's one of the Buddhist principles.
Well, I would call it more the law of integration, how, you know, new information expands our mind and soul possibilities, you know, but this is where discernment comes in. It's like there's some channels I just don't want to listen to, no matter, because I'm not learning anything. I mean, I've heard great channels too. I've heard people's like, oh my God, I could listen to this for 10 hours. And then others like, okay, I've heard that. And maybe it's just their higher self. So I have a lot of, in a way, judgment against some channels. I'll admit judgment. But,
Open your heart to possibilities. Yes.
I think also, I mean, maybe some are supposed to be confused, because I can feel that a lot. And what's positive with the confusion is that I'm not saying, okay, so I found the truth now. So I now, guys, I found the truth and here I'm going to share it. I'm actually a bit confused, to be honest, to be authentic. I'm confused a lot of the times because I hear a little bit of that and a little bit of that. And I don't see the full picture. And there's confusion right there. And I don't think we're supposed to see the whole picture.
But you know, I don't call it confusion. I say there's uncertainty and there's possibility. I mean, so I hear something here that maybe I believe in, maybe I own something here, but I take it all in and consider it. I don't find myself being confused about it. I find myself considering possibilities and either expanding into it or not. You want to buy it or you don't buy it. It's like, or just consider it. That's your experience. So I mean, people have said way out things to all of us. And it's like, okay, that's your experience. And let me see how their behavior is in other fields. Are they clear? Are they solid? Because if they're not displaying that in other levels, then maybe what they're saying is coming from another place. with
Maybe it's the nature of being a seeker,
I think
right?
so.
So we're like seeking answers because we have an insatiable curiosity, which, like myself, I know you both do as well. This insatiable curiosity leads us to seek, to find answers to questions that we have. And so, you know, something arises that we're not sure about. We go out and we explore it further, not just with external research, but with inner seeking, inner exploration. And then we may find the answers we're looking for.
You know, I just heard a great quote from the Gospel of Thomas, which was thrown out of the Bible because it didn't fit with the rest. And in there it says, Jesus says, seek and you will find. And when you find, you will be troubled. And when you are troubled, you will gain the wisdom, you know, but it shakes you up.
Yeah, but that's it. I think we're just using different words here that, you know, works for us. And for me, it's fuel and confusion. I'm like, oh, I have to figure this out. This is interesting.
Yeah. Seeking.
You know what? I do consider that possibly in the whole UFO field, because there's so many different aspects to this phenomena. I don't call it confusion. I say there's a puzzle here and we do not have all the pieces, but there's definitely something here. So how do you fit all that into your wisdom from Earth? And well, it's just a movie that just came out. Did you see Disclosure Day? Did you see that?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
Oh,
but my
I
mom saw it and she was thrilled about it. So yeah.
I was thrilled too. Did you see it, Suzanne?
Not yet, but I plan to.
A very important piece. So, Janneke, so how do you integrate all this into a bigger picture of, I call it missing pieces, but yet coherence?
Well, you know, I've been speaking with Daryl Anka about this, who's coming to the event. And it was so nice because I felt like we were like so excited in that episode that I did with him is coming out soon. It's happening. It's happening. And that's what I feel, that I've been, you know, doing these interviews for so many years, since 2012, and we've been speaking about disclosure for so long, and now I feel something is happening, maybe not in the way that we really long for, but still I do feel that we're not being ridiculed anymore when we say that, well, I believe there's life out there. So something is happening and I'm really excited about it, but I do see that there is some might be some cover up still and different versions coming out that it's not fully authentic. I think the full picture that will take a long time, perhaps, because we need to be ready also as a species. But I think what's happening, it's a sign back to the shift of consciousness that is all coming out now. And that is not always pleasant as well. Like everything that has been hidden is coming out. So it is a time that sort of entails a lot of positive things, but also really challenging things. And the UFO phenomenon, it's just so huge. Like I had someone on the show that spoke about thousands of different species. And I think it's even more. I mean, there's so many species out there that we have no idea. So it's vast. It's vast. Yeah.
You know, I just presented, maybe I could do it on your show, disclosure as experience. So people look at disclosure as information, as data, but it's the integration of this phenomena into our persona that creates a new worldview. And that becomes a new type of experience for human beings. So it's not like more data. It's how does it change?
And it's also that inner, everything on the inside. Like so many guests have been saying on my show that it's an inner journey. We can connect with these beings on the inside. So the disclosure is a lot happening there, actually, with us tuning more and connect with them because they want to be connected with them. They're there. So it is that, you know, that outer external perspective on it, but it's also that inner experience. I think a lot of people are having encounters through meditations and dreams and out-of-body experiences. And because we're becoming more multidimensional now, because we're raising our vibration, we're able to connect with them. I believe this is how I understand it, that we're raising our vibration so that we're able to meet them more than we were before, and the veil is thinning.
I
So,
totally agree. Yes, I
yeah, we're
think that's
becoming more of the part of the multiverse.
right. But I also think what also happens as we expand, there's an aspect of a soul expansion, the capacity for maybe greater love, greater compassion, greater feelings, because we're rising out of this very dense human dimension, which is limited in a way, into an expansion where you're living in frequency and feeling. And I think that changes us in a beautiful way. That's my sense. So this is all for our evolution.
It is waking up from the game, I think.
Yes, a new game, a different, no, a new, no, I think it's a new experience we're coming to as a planetary civilization. It's really very interesting times we're living in, right? I mean,
It's a natural evolutionary development too, isn't it? So, many believe that we are the, Pleiadians, Lyrans, Orions, Sirians are our star ancestors. So, we literally have this star DNA, and maybe our planet, some channeled sources would say, was originally seeded, by these different, they'll say, seven star races, right? And so, from that sense, we're sort of this, star race, human race hybrids on this planet, which is an experiment. And in saying that, we then become aware of our own star lineages, our multidimensionality, and in doing so, we open portals to connect into not just other aspects of who we're being as different star races on different star systems, but also, activating our own star DNA by connecting and by having this inner experience through, like you said, channeling, meditation, and some people, an actual physical encounter.
Yeah. Right. So how what tell us about your experience, Janneke, about your, UFO. I mean, if you want to share, how you fit your maybe contact or whatever happened to you as far as ET connection.
I haven't had a
Oh, you
connection.
have.
No, I
Oh.
haven't, but I've always felt connected, but I haven't had a real connection with any being other than that. I know I drew some ships and stuff like that when I was young for some reason, when I was a 4-year-old, and I drew these ships and aliens and stuff like that, which is kind of weird. But I've always felt that I'm coming from the stars, and I was very obsessed about it when I was a teenager, and I really wanted to go home. So it's more of a feeling. And Dolores Cannon's work is really interesting, where she spoke about these different waves of star seeds coming into the planet. And there's a part of me who wonders if that is the case with me, because I've always felt, and I think many have who watches this, who don't feel like this planet is their planet, and it's really strange here, and the way things work. And it has taken me a long time to sort of land here
Yeah.
and accept that I am here and see the beauty. So I've had a lot of resistance towards being here, which was part of my depression. So it feels like it is a feeling and a longing. However, when I started to accept that and accept that I was here, that longing sort of is not so hurtful anymore, because I feel like, okay, I'm here for a certain amount of time, and I'm here for a deep, deep reason. We all are, and I chose this with my higher guidance and higher self. So let's make the best out of it, and let's make a contribution to the planet, and do my best to do what I can. And I guess that's interviews, and that's sharing these ideas. I
Right.
think
You
that's
are a star seed. You're totally a star seed. I just give you that, Janneke.
I think so, yeah. think a lot of us are who is watching this.
Yeah, and your work is about seeding also the consciousness of others to stay open to possibilities, because I think we need that as the world starts to change, as we become a global civilization. Everything you're talking about and opening people's minds to is an important part of the future, because it is about consciousness and the gifts of consciousness, like telepathy, like, you know, clairvoyance, all the things that people have pushed underway from them because of the Western materialistic paradigm are now being open and accepted and proven to be true.
It's so many proofs out there of all these things, of metaphysical things. And it's just so much proof. It's just not coming out in those channels that everybody watches yet. I still haven't heard too much on the news, the word love, for instance. So it's interesting, when love is all we are, why do we never mention it? And we hear fear and we hear fights, and that's what we hear and see. And that is not the truth of who we are, I believe.
No, that's great. Have you heard the telepathy tapes or any?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if you want to interview one of these neurodivergent kids, I just interviewed him. He's amazing. So wise. If you're interested, let me know, because I'll connect you. He's a beautiful being.
I would love that. Yeah.
I'll send you my interview. If you like it, then you could.
Yeah.
Because he has a message for the world, because he's coming from a place that's not mind logic centered. He knows things without knowing how he knows it. And he's here as a communicator, as a multidimensional bridger of reality. This kid, Alex, who I interviewed, amazing being. So,
it's proof all over the place. I just think that for those who are resistant to it, it's changing your belief system that, you know, questions your whole reality, which I've gone through when I was out of my body. I was like, what? Does this exist? And it was challenging in some way, but I was welcoming it. But I do respect and understand why people resist it who have never had their own experiences, because to them it can feel like a fairy tale. And they might feel people are delusional because they've never experienced it, never seen it, never felt it, never heard it. And then it may just become a belief. So that is why it was so important for me to have my own experiences, because I felt that I'm listening to everybody having experiences, but it's still not my experience. So I do hope and I do think that now more waves of energy are coming in, that more and more people are starting to sense and feel. If they're open to it, there's got to be an openness, like you said, Suzanne, an open heart and an open mind does help. Yeah.
Well, that's what started for you. I mean, I think that's the kind of situation we meet people who are resistant and they're not open. And someone like you, your experience, you were curious. So that little curiosity created a doorway. But what would you suggest, Janneke, for people who want it but can't let go of something that's in the way of that opening? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, I don't think we should push anything, though, because if you're really feeling resistant and it just, no, this is not, you know, it's not my thing, then maybe that's this incarnation that you're not supposed to. You are supposed to experience something else. And I think that is being authentic too. So if there's not a willingness or not a wish for it, that's okay. And that's not for me to judge. It's not my business. It's their business and it's God's business. But if there is a wish there and you're not getting the grace, it's not just happening to you through a near-death experience or through bliss that is just happening, then I advise doing the thing that everybody recommends: meditation, going into nature, start asking questions, listening deeper, connecting inwards. I think, and doing the more consistent practices, because then you're showing your inner guru, your inner guidance and the universe, this is something I really want. So show me, please show me. I need the proof. I need the answer. I said that, and then I finally got it. And I'm so grateful for that. And I think we have to ask. I constantly hear guests who's channeling angels that we have to ask the angels for help because they won't intervene. 90% of the time, they won't intervene if we don't ask for help because of the free will universe.
That's beautiful, right, Suzanne? I mean, that's what you do, Suzanne. You ask and you create these conferences as a way of expanding all of our all of our being, you know, as we meet new information and we're open to it, it's like, oh, it's like fresh air. It's like expansion for me. This is why I like talking to all of us.
Well, I like the free will piece, Yannicka, because I think that's really important to understand that, yes, we volunteered to come here to have these incarnations, to learn lessons we maybe didn't learn in other incarnations, or to be part of a particular era, like this time of awakening and ascension for humanity. And then we're called on these missions. Sometimes I don't feel like I really chose my mission because I'm so compelled to do it. But there is a choice to say, you know, I'm going to dedicate my life to offering these gatherings because, you know, I feel that's fulfilling my soul's mission and I feel very called to do that. But when you're talking about free will, it feels like you're talking about human will. And then we also have divine will, right? And I was just watching something, verses out of the Bible that have been like interpreted in different ways. And one of them is, well, the kingdom of God is within you. But the other is, thy kingdom come. When inserting that word, thy will be done, right? So thy kingdom come, thy will be done, then heaven comes to earth, something to that effect. But the idea is that human will and divine will merge, right? Because we're both human and divine. So we're always, you know, we have the human will, but we're seeking the to serve with the divine will.
I like
Thy
that.
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To get that saying right.
My
Right?
word. Yeah.
And
What's
that,
that called?
yeah, that's a beautiful practice. I surrender my will to the divine will. And I've done that sometimes. And that's the feeling of letting go. Like I don't know how to solve this, whatever I'm standing in, or yeah. So I surrender my will to the divine will. And that letting go, that when you really let go and surrender, that can create beautiful things. And because then you start trusting that there is something more than my human self who is trying to control things. So yeah, and my divine will is really my will, just from a higher perspective.
There's one more thing I want to ask both of you. It seems like something is accelerating, something's speeding up. We're heading towards something. I think it's a good thing, but it's like I get the sense of this almost high speed movement towards. Do you get that too? Do you get that, Yannick? Do you get that,
Yeah.
Suzanne? What is it? What's going on? What something's
Well,
happened?
they're saying that I just heard from two different really great guests, David Clements and P. Arlene and Colin Smith, that June and July, it's really intense in a positive way, that the energy is coming now is really, really strong and is going to sort of start this new future that we're moving into. These are my words though, but that's how I understood it. So I think definitely you're feeling into that perhaps.
I am. We should talk to Colin and P. I love those two. They're really brilliant.
Yeah, they did a great presentation at the Sedona Ascension Retreat. this channeled material that I talk about, Alan, from this book, the Bilgi Kitabi, this 102-year-old woman in Atatürk, Turkey, who channeled this like 3,000-page book called The Book of Knowledge is the translation. But the book is focused on this accelerated evolution that we have been put on, they say, by the solar hierarchy, because the solar hierarchy is sending out these supercharged photons to increase our light quotient, but also these photons carry information. Light carries information. So, you know, we're downloaded with codes, with light, with information, all because they've put us on this accelerated evolutionary path and are supporting us in that acceleration.
Right. It feels physical too, like a body movement, a clearing, a activation. I mean, it's what I'm feeling. What are you feeling inside yourself, Janneke? How do you sense some? I mean, you've talked to a lot of people, but for your experience.
Well, I sense a lot of emotions. My body feels the same, but I feel a lot of emotions are coming up, and different sort of insights and perspectives. And I have a very intense inner life, and it's I feel my emotions are more intense, actually, that I feel things stronger somehow. That's how I can explain
that. Is beautiful, but isn't that a gift? I mean, don't you welcome?
Yeah, it is, but you know, everything has both sides in it, so sometimes it's a bit intense and other times it's thrilling.
I think it is part of the disclosure, part of the entering of these other vibrational beings into our conscious space. This is my hypothesis, that we're moving towards meeting them on a different level where they exist. So the human dimension is pretty dense in my judgment and opinion, and there's great gifts in the density, but, you know, maybe we've done all that in many lifetimes, war and all that stuff that, you know, is still happening. But I think something else seems to be possible for humans. And it's about feeling. It's about what you're experiencing. It's about a mind expansion, you know, something. It's a whole new reality, I call it, that's coming. Yeah.
The acceleration does challenge us, though, right, Janneke? So, you know, yeah, the emotions are more intense, and so you may get triggered. You know, you're not always having these really positive emotions. Sometimes you're triggered, or sometimes you have feelings of impatience or frustration or even anger. But, you know, it challenges you. How are you going to interact? Are you going to continue to interact, you know, the way that maybe you have in the past? Or are you rising up to another level of being able to interact and or react, right, in a higher way? And so you're challenged, right, to shift that frustration or that anger, impatience, right? It's the time for the patience of the saints, and it's a time of tribulation, right? So we keep getting tested and or challenged to, you know, rise up to that next higher level of compassion, of kindness, of patience. I don't like the word tolerance, because it feels like you're just tolerating somebody, right? So it's just really opening the heart and allowing, you know, yourself to serve with compassion, even in a confrontational situation. It's not like we're a doormat, you know, we're still firm in our faith and our approach, but, you know, it's with this open heart that is being as compassionate as possible. I sometimes say taking the high road, and then you become a role model and you neutralize, you know, lower emotions with love and compassion.
Well, it sounds like you're going to do that, Janneke, that gateway at the conference. Can you describe, you don't have to go into detail, but your approach to this expansion that we're in?
Yeah, I think that my contribution is a very human approach, while other guests have had more these, how can I say it? More spiritual, celestial experiences, or higher, I don't know, like they're more
But I think you have to be grounded in the human. So give us a little bit of that human approach, because I think you're grounding it into who we are.
Yeah, I think that's my thing. And being back to being authentic, sometimes I have been thinking, I wish I had these eloquent words of, because English is my second language, and sometimes I feel inadequate in my English. And then I feel, well, that is part of it all. I think I'm supposed to have that challenge also, because I'm supposed to be that human that asks the questions often and just share my experiences, that raw experiences. And I hear many of my guests are speaking about this elevated state of consciousness where I'm not at. I'm not there. I definitely can feel, like you're saying, angry sometimes, frustrated, not really happy with myself. I'm not in bliss all the time at all, but I feel like I'm really happy. I went from a place of being depressed and never feeling enough. Like, I love myself to a much higher degree, and I have a beautiful life with my husband, friends, family. I'm thriving. I feel that I'm so blessed. But I'm very human, and maybe I'll get there. Maybe one day I get enlightened. I don't think so, but I don't think
No,
that's
you're doing
my
beautifully.
mission.
So, but tell us, how do we drop into the authenticity, into the human? What's your help?
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to ground those spiritual experiences and really be in your body and be here and now and be human. So, what does that mean? Well, to me, it means to be authentic where I'm at. Be honest and vulnerable and daring to say, I'm here today. I was not my best today, or sorry, I made a mistake. Like that came out wrong. Like I felt triggered by something you said. Sorry. And then not judge myself for it. And also, like, I'm really exercising when I have maybe been triggered by someone, and I can say something that doesn't come out nicely. Let's say it like that. That's an example. Then practicing apologizing, owning that. That was not nice. Honestly, I just got triggered. Maybe I was a bit envious of you. I don't know what happened there. And then again, not judge myself for it. Not trying to be the spiritual person who I'm never triggered by anything, or, just being raw and authentic and real, and not judge myself for being human and being envious or being angry or frustrated. And of course, I'm not going to linger in those emotions. Then doing the work of feeling what I'm feeling. Diving deep in, what is this really about, Janneke? Why did I feel envious? Oh, because I'm inspired by that person. I haven't really stepped into my genius zone. I want to express some of the same things she is, and maybe I can be inspired by her. So there's a whole process there.
So when we're not honoring our emotions or denying it, that's where it lingers. But you're saying when we embrace that dark side, maybe that angry, that rough, however, response, when we acknowledge it instead of trying to cover it up, then if we cover it up, then we just keep perpetuating it. But just looking at it, saying, yeah, that's my human part. I made a mistake. I said something I shouldn't have. It's like that creates a vulnerability as well. And you're practiced in that. I can see you're used to going there, and it's beautiful because we see more of your humanness. And I think
Well,
seeing
isn't
more.
that being conscious, right? Isn't that a conscious, intentional living? Like, we're all a work in progress, of course. We're not a, Buddhist monk in a cave that's just reached enlightenment. We're here serving, boots on the ground, and we have a lot of interactions, every day, and they can trigger reactions. But the difference is that we're living intentionally and consciously. So we, something arises. We have whatever reaction that we do, but we step back. We allow those emotions to flow through us. We might examine them and say,
You know, why is that still arising for me? Or where did that come from? And then we set an intention to work on that. And then we may apologize. We may forgive. You know, so I really feel like that's the path of conscious living and a path of self-improvement. So bless you for being on that path.
Yeah. And one more thing, Yannick, I want to say, because as you talk about that, and I feel it inside myself, I think that gives us more room to accept the bigger picture, the what people used to call impossible, because we have space in ourselves because we've been there with ourselves. What do you
right.
think?
I mean, that's the whole point, and I love that you're going there. Seeing life as a mirror, when I'm judging something in myself, I'm probably judging that in others as well, and vice versa. And seeing, I love that perspective, and that's a teaching I'm practicing, seeing everything as a mirror of myself. So I'm seeing something I'm judging. Where am I judging that in myself?
Yeah.
That is a powerful practice. And I love that from the Bible. I think it's from the Bible. I am that I am.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the name of God. I am that I am. I am that which I am. That's the God in us. That is, we're divine incarnated into these physical bodies, and we're learning to be human, and we're reaching back to the source. So it's, I think it's a miraculous time we are in, because we have an opportunity for everyone to be that, you know.
I mean,
so
it is a stretch, of course, to look at things you really do not prefer in our reality and say, I am that I am. And I've spoken so many times with guests on the show about that, because I think we're all judging just automatically. Our minds are doing it also to protect ourselves. It is our ego, like, I'm not that. And then the teaching is saying, I am that I am. Even the most horrible things, I am that I am. It's still, I think it will always be a stretch for me as a human being, as Janneke. But I, from a bigger picture, I think, you know, we're one, like the law of one is saying. So I am really that too on some level. And the teaching that a lot of people are coming with on my show is that when you are not judging, it also falls away. Like it loses its grip on you. And that's where it sort of disappears as well, because what you really don't like will actually stay there because you give it a lot of energy. Like, I do not like that. And we can, at the same time, we can have preferences. Like, that is not for me. But that is a huge, huge topic, which is a work in progress as well.
But it's such a great part of this conference, because we need that. If we're going to hear these far out messages from Bashar and even Whitley, we need to have a home to put it. And that home is expanding now in this day and age with all of this coming together. So I'm really happy.
We need to just talk about it, you know, like not arriving at, oh, it is like that. It is like that. Let's talk about it. Let's explore it. And let's share, well, I'm feeling this about it. That's my struggle. How do you feel? Like, have the conversation about it. What if we're all one? What does that mean that I am that I am? Let's explore it.
Right. And, you know, at this conference you're doing, Suzanne, it would be great to have everyone maybe up on stage in the beginning talk about their connection into the source, like Janneke's emotional feelings or Whitley's contact or Tim Spenny's adventure or Paul Hynek's DMT adventure. How, because they all connect back to the same source. It's just different paths. And it's just, it'd just be interesting to have everyone maybe say a few words about the theme of this, because it's where we're going. And I appreciate all your perspectives, everyone, yours, Janneke, because you are doing the work, Janneke. You are putting that work in on yourself. And I
you
think you
are.
Must.
Yeah.
Yes, too. But I think what I see in you, I mean, maybe I don't see this, but you're going deeper in every interview, maybe, because you are then reflecting from a deeper place. Would you think so?
I hope so. I hope that I'm evolving and that my episodes are evolving too.
Yeah, I mean, we're
That's
all.
one of the things I love most about your show, Yenika, is because you're coming from a place of sincerely being curious to discover more about these topics that these different speakers are discussing. There's an innocence about, the being on a path yourself of discovery. And so I think that's what your viewers are experiencing too. They're curious, they're seekers, they want to know, just like you want to know. And so it comes from an authentic place of asking questions that you yourself are curious about, but so are, all of your 20 million viewers. So, and just recognizing what an incredible contribution you're making, Yannicka. When you start talking about 20 million people, having viewed these shows about spirituality, transformation, consciousness, you're making a global impact.
And you know,
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world to have these conversations. Like, I really love it.
well, I also appreciate your honesty. You, if something doesn't hit you, you will, you know, you'll drop into like that authentic place too. So that's a big part of, I think, why people like looking at you, because you have that honest human, like you're calling authenticity. It's part of the journey. We have to know who we are. We have to know how we feel. We're never going to reach the stars without including ourselves. So thank you.
Sure. Well,
Thank you.
thank you. Thank you, guys. I'm just really excited about this event and to meet these amazing people. And it's also just coming together. I think a lot of people needs community and want community and want to meet people who are open to these thoughts and discussions, because it does something to you to feel like you're not alone in this. And I think there are a lot of people who maybe are in the relationships or have friends or family who are not open to this, and they feel a bit alienated. And then it's so wonderful to come to a conference like this where you feel at home. Yeah, so thank you for creating that, Suzanne. That's just amazing. I mean, it's so obvious that this is your life mission.
Well, there's nothing like being there live with one another, is there? Like, I can attest to both of you. If you meet Alan live, he is such an angelic being, just filled with so much love and light. And I mean, I just adore him. And that may come across on Zoom, but just meeting people in person. When I met you, Yannicka, at my Sedona Ascension retreat, you're such a dear, sweet, precious soul. And so you really get that when you have a chance to hug each other and just spend time in each other's presence. So these gatherings of people where we can be present with one another, physically and spiritually, that is one of the biggest things that drives me to host these retreats, is the gathering, the
Wow.
community, the unity, and you just feel the love.
Yeah, it's true, Yannicka. There's more of a vibrational field meeting you in person. Seeing you on video is great, but there's, oh, everyone you're saying too. Everyone has so much more to them in person than they do on a little square box here. Even though you're expressing yourself so beautifully, there's a vibrational field. I think you're saying also that that's a communication too, without words.
It's more
So.
real and authentic.
It is. Thank
Yes.
you, Paul, and you, Suzanne, for committing. You know, Suzanne does these things. She's not like making huge amounts of money or whatever. It's a commitment to her spiritual journey and the planet's spiritual journey. And I think it's just a magical event. I love being there just to absorb the information and bring it into my life the best way I can, so, and share it. So, thank you. Thank you,
Come
Jan.
join us. Come and join us.
Yeah.
Yes, the San Diego, the gorgeous catamaran resort. I just have to say for a moment, what a tropical paradise this resort is, with beautiful palm trees, this exotic vegetation. There's a parrot estuary. There's water features with ducks and swans and turtles. And so just walking the property with this mature landscaping feels like you're in a paradisiacal resort. But then also it's on the beach of the bay, so you can walk in the sand, put your feet in the water. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And then of course it kicks off with a sunset dinner cruise aboard this gorgeous paddle wheel boat, and we go out on the bay at sunset and have a three-course gourmet meal. But again, that's really about connecting with each other, an opportunity for a meet and greet, you know, that launches the event. So, and there's indoor workshops. Of course, there's outdoor meditations on the beach, sound journey performances. So we hope you'll join us. Just go to San Diego Transcendence Retreat.com, explore the website. Our early bird special expires July 1st. So reserve your seat today, but you can continue to use the coupon code Quantum Love.
Thank you. And definitely check out, if you haven't, because you probably have if you're watching, Yannicka's Wisdom from North. Amazing interviews. It's everything she's talked about here on her, on your side, Yannicka, bringing out really the best in other people, because you create the space for them to just share at those levels.
Thank you. And I want to add that I'm going to interview and are already interviewing a lot of the speakers that are going to come at the Ascension Retreat, like Marilyn Gawaki. I just interviewed, so she's on my channel right now. Daryl Anka is coming. You are coming.
Just want to say about Marilyn, I learned a lot from her chat. Did you learn? What did you
Yeah,
think
that
of?
was, oh, what a high vibration. What a story. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was intriguing for sure.
Other people, you're right, are going to be interviewing. Great. You're going to love every single one of them because they're unique in developing this connection point. So thanks.
Well,
Thank you
thank
both.
you, Alan, for your wonderful work. I can't wait to see you again, both of
All
you.
right. Well, we could do an interview about disclosure. I'm really hot on that, but we'll talk about that.
Talk about that.
All right. Suzanne, thanks again
Ah,
for.
bless you. Thank you. Love you. We'll see you guys in San Diego and all of you. Thank you. Mwah.
Everybody for watching and being part of this, and subscribe, be a part of this channel, and look at Yannicka's show too. And see you in San Diego, September 18th to the 20th. So San Diego Transcendence Retreat.